From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea fired two medium-range ballistic missiles from its east coast Wednesday. The first of the Musudan missile launches was deemed a failure. The second traveled some 400 kilometers before falling into the sea. What one analyst told VOA was a partial success. Analyst and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton calls the twin launches a direct challenge to U.S. strategic interests in the region.
They also want to send a signal not only to the U.S. but also to China that they are willing and able to exercise whatever weapons they want to exercise, and they also are fully capable of launching those weapons. And it looks as if they are very much into the idea of creating a nuclear umbrella over North Korea, and they're well on their way to doing so.
The missile has a reported range of up to 4,000 kilometers, which, if fired successfully, could reach targets in Japan, China, and Guam. A U.S. spokesman condemned the latest attempts, which violate U.N. Security Council resolutions. The International Criminal Court Tuesday handed down its harshest sentence yet against former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba for leading a campaign of rape and murder in neighboring Central African Republic.
The chamber sentences Mr. Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo to a total of 18 years of imprisonment and informs the parties and participants that reparations to victims pursuant to Article 75 of the statute, shall be addressed in due course.
ICC Judge Sylvia Steiner said Bemba failed to exercise control over his private army, which in 2002-2003 carried out rapes, murders, and pillaging of what she called particular cruelty. This is VOA News.